Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Jude Cook, who's the Commercial Director of One Wales Energy, with her business partner, Managing Director John Townsend. Welcome to Share Talk, guys.
Thank you.
Hello there.
Now, just starting off, so I'll let you introduce the company and tell our audience what it's all about, but can you just give us a brief history of your own backgrounds personally and what you were doing before you started up One Wales?
Yeah, well, between us, Jude and I cover a range of skills and experience in renewable energy, environmental management, local regeneration, marketing PR, project management, business development. And Jude has had several successful small businesses that she's, all of which she's sold on, and they're still active. And I was managing director and co-owner of a company that was developing large-scale renewable energy generating assets. And it was that which brought us into working together. And from there, we formed an energy consultancy called Oren Associates.
So you've been given an Ofgem licence. Do you want to just give us the background to One Wales Energy, where you're at now and where you've come from sort of in the last sort of 6 to 10 months?
Yeah, sure. Well, John's just mentioned our consultancy, Oren Associates. And through our work there, we started kind of not just looking at renewables, but looking more broadly at the energy sector for opportunities. And quite quickly, we realised that the independent energy supply sector has been growing really, really rapidly. In fact, there are a number of predictions that the independents will collectively take about 30% of the domestic customer base from the big six by 2021. And that's a significant number of customers. So we did some extensive sort of reviews of the competition and the various offers. We looked at all the different niches that they occupy. For example, some offer 100% renewable targets, tariffs, like Good Energy, tackle fuel poverty like Ebico. But there seemed to be a real gap because there's nobody focused on the Welsh market. And it seemed like a real missed opportunity. We looked into it further and discovered that there's about 1.32 million customers in Wales. And the value of that in terms of domestic bills is about £1.4 billion. And we're a country with a real sense of national pride, and we thought that we could make a really strong, compelling set of USPs for an energy supplier in Wales. So over the last sort of 10 months or so, we've been researching and planning, getting a lot of advice from specialists. We've had an independent review of our business plan and financial model by a very experienced consultant, and we do have his report available. And here we are now, really, as you said, fully licensed and getting ready to switch our first customers.
So do you want to run us through some of these key USPs and why, maybe run us through why investors may want to part with their hard-earned cash?
Well, essentially, as Jude has said, we're focusing on the Welsh market. We're going to be the, as things stand at the moment, the only active dual fuel domestic energy supplier that you could say is truly Welsh. And by that, we mean that we're based in Wales, offering bilingual services. We're supporting jobs in Wales through an operational base and contact centre here. And our marketing is going to appeal, we trust, to a strong sense of national identity. And we think that, given that our pricing is going to be competitive with other suppliers, that will make the difference, certainly for people in Wales, making a choice between similar offerings. We're also offering benefits for local community groups through an affiliate scheme, groups such as school PTAs, sports clubs, community centres, etc. And that's about trying to generate a feel-good factor amongst our customers, which we hope or we anticipate will encourage them to stay with us.
Okay, so you've held a number of events recently all in the sort of southeast Wales area. Are you going to be doing more of that type of thing across the rest of Wales, or are you just focusing around the Cardiff area at the moment?
Yeah, so we've opened our crowdfund for 30 days, and as you've rightly said, sort of just starting with some local promotion in the Cardiff area. We will be reopening the crowdfund again in the autumn, and we're looking to reach out to communities across the whole of Wales and potentially beyond at that time.
So am I right in thinking that obviously you've got a serious focus on Wales and an investment from Wales, but is there an investor opportunity open to people in the rest of the UK?
Absolutely, yes, of course.
Okay, and what's the minimum amount that somebody can invest for a share in your company?
Yeah, so as John said, of course, we're actively promoting the offer in Wales, but it's certainly available to investors who are based anywhere. Our minimum investment is £500. We haven't set a maximum, but we're aiming to reach a target of £700,000. Our tax advisors have applied for advance assurance for EIS on our behalf. We're expecting to have confirmation of that shortly. And the way that investors can buy shares is via a crowdfund platform, which is cited on our own website. It's under the Invest tab. And on registering, which is just a matter of supplying an email and password, registrations allow you to download our share offer document, and then payments for shares are made via a third party provider called Mango Pay. We partnered with Sharein to set up the microsite because they're authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. We know that crowdfunding is heavily regulated, and they're making sure that all our information and offers are correct.
So you're looking for a total amount of circa 700,000 for, is it approximately 40% equity share? What exactly are you going to do with the money then? And obviously, I know it's to help get the business going, but specifically, what's the timeline from when you are able to attract that amount of investment towards when you're actually at a route to market?
Okay, so as already stated, we're already a fully licensed dual fuel energy supplier. But before we can start trading, we need to commission a number of operational systems, which are essentially about the management of big data and all the multiple and relatively complex systems that sit behind all the exchanges in the utility sector. Those take about 4 to 5 months to commission and get up and running, and that in effect defines our period for market entry. At the same time, we're going to be building up our core staff team, making sure we've got the experience in to run the business in accordance with both regulations and in a cost-effective way. And we'll be investing in marketing and promotion for a big launch in the new year. And we will also need a capital reserve at the point when we start trading. So this is in 4 or 5 months' time. We are going to need to have a capital reserve in our bank account to cover our wholesale energy trading position once we kick off with our offer.
Yeah, and I see you're also looking to employ a local contact centre to manage customer service.
Yes, that's right. We're really committed to keeping our operational base in Wales, not outsourcing that function, but keeping it here and having a bilingual contact centre.
And just going back to the actual sale of these shares, I mean, many of our listeners will be used to being able to see an actual value of those shares because they'd be investing in a listed company for the most part. So with yourselves, what's the kind of expected return an investor can expect from One Wales Energy?
Okay. Yeah, so just recapping, Jude mentioned that we're looking to take 10% of the Welsh market. And again, that was 1.32 million customers, market worth about 1.4 billion. Over the course of 5 years, we expect if we meet our projected sales targets, which we regard as relatively conservative, then our turnover by year five should be £100 million plus. And we expect to be operating with a net profit margin of between 5 and 7%. And those will be available for distribution by that time. And we're also assuming that as those profits grow, we can expect that relatively post year 5 or 6, there's going to be an attractive exit opportunity available for investors.
And do you think that exit opportunity would come via terms of buyout, or would you possibly look at maybe going towards a more traditional sort of public listing?
We could go either way, to be honest. What we do anticipate is that there will be some consolidation in the energy supply market over time, and there, you know, there may well be offers from certain parties to try and buy up competitors. But if we are successful and our growth is greater than anticipated, I don't see any reason why we couldn't go for a public listing.
Yeah, and just sort of skipping around a bit, where are you actually going to buy the energy from? Because I know from living in Wales and doing a lot of travelling around the north and west of Wales, there's a lot of renewable energy projects going on around Wales. And are you going to be looking to tap into any of those?
Yes, yes. We're already starting to talk to a number of renewable energy generators in Wales about the possibility of direct power purchase agreements with them in due course. You have to appreciate that initially we'll have to work with a mixed portfolio of both green and what's euphemistically referred to as dirty energy to start with, because for pragmatic reasons that makes sure that we can deliver on our customers' demand. But and gas, of course, is a problem to, sourcing green gas, but certainly it is our intention and aspiration to be sourcing as much of our green electricity supply in Wales as we can, and supporting the renewable energy sector in Wales.
We've actually already been approached by a couple of small generators asking when we'll be ready to sign power purchase agreements. So there's already some interest in us.
Do you want to just briefly summarise why investors should be looking at One Wales Energy as a strong investment case, especially if you're based in Wales?
First thing is, we will be the, as things stand, we'll be the only dual fuel energy, well, domestic energy supplier active in Wales. So we will be the only Welsh-based customer that consumers in Wales can purchase from. We are also anticipating that our community affiliate scheme will be well received, and it itself will form part of our marketing strategy in terms of putting a good word out into the communities and allowing us to engage with what is often regarded as the inert customers, those who don't normally switch. We think we can access them through that scheme.
Okay then, have you got anything else you'd like to add today?
Obviously, being an entrant to the market and being initially very small and flexible about how we do things, we are very interested in looking at the innovation that is springing up in the energy sector now, particularly through the advent of smart and all the implications that has in terms of new technologies and ways of doing things that we would like to tap into and really exploit if we can over the next 2 to 3 years as we get a footing in the marketplace.
Okay, so that was Judith Cook and John Townsend from One Wales Energy. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.